Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever had the experience of searching for something? Something that you've lost and you just can't find it? And then finally, after searching all over the house, tearing through stacks of papers and drawers and looking all over the place, high and low, finally, you found that thing that you were looking for right out in plain sight, perhaps just sitting on a countertop or on the corner of a desk. Maybe it was car keys that you lost, or your cell phone or a wallet. You've been searching literally everywhere, in the pockets of all your jackets and pants, and then finally you discover that thing sitting right out in the open. It was actually not hidden from sight at all, but it was right in front of you all along. Sometimes we can be blind to things that are right in front of our eyes, things that should be so obvious. Well, it's also often very similar with our spiritual condition. The sinful nature controlled us completely from before the time that we were born, from the time of our conception, the very beginning of our life in our mother's wombs. And the sinful nature still struggles to control us and to blind us from seeing God's truth. We should be able to see clearly and understand all the promises that God has given to us, the promises that God has already fulfilled through Jesus. But the sinful nature still can cloud our minds. It can make us blind to things that should be so obvious. And so we need God to shine the light of His Word, through that darkness of the clouds of sin that clouds our souls. We need God to give sight to our eyes that are blinded by sin. We need God to give us understanding of His promises and His love. That is what this new season of the church year is all about, the season of Epiphany. Epiphany is about how God revealed His salvation to us and to all people of the earth, through the person of His Son, Jesus the Christ. We see a number of epiphanies or revelations from God in the readings that are appointed for us today. In the Old Testament reading from Isaiah, we see God revealing to His Old Testament people of Israel more details about the Savior that God had been promising to send them ever since Adam and Eve first fell into sin. This was good news from God to His people, promises in which they could put their trust and their hope as they waited for God to fulfill that biggest promise to send the Savior. God said through Isaiah that the Savior would be clearly chosen by God, that He would be appointed, anointed by God, that the Father would send the Holy Spirit upon this chosen Savior, and that the Savior would then bring justice, and He would bring light to all people who live in the darkness of sin. The chosen Savior would deal gently and mercifully with those who are suffering and struggling under burdens of sin and guilt as they wait for the salvation that God had promised. It reads, "A bruised reed He will not break, and a smoldering wick He will not snuff out." Even with these prophecies from God through Isaiah, the people of Jesus' time still could not see clearly that Jesus was that Savior that God had promised. Although Jesus was there right in front of their eyes, many of them did not recognize Him as the Savior. Even though the angels had appeared to the shepherds on the night that Jesus was born and announced that the promised Savior was born, many people either did not believe it or they forgot what had happened over the years as Jesus grew up and appeared to be just a normal person like everyone else. Their eyes were blinded because Jesus looked so much like an average, ordinary person. Yes, there were those who were probably aware of that he was much wiser, much more spiritual than the average person. And we certainly remember how he showed his wisdom, his spiritual wisdom, when he was 12 years old, discussing with the learned teachers of the law, the elders of the Jewish people at the temple. But to most of the people of the time, he probably seemed just like a regular Jew, just like all of the rest of them. But on the day in our reading from the gospel today, God revealed clearly to all people who were there, to all the people who were crowding around the banks of the Jordan River, listening to John the Baptist preach and coming to receive baptism for the forgiveness of sins, God the Father revealed to them in the voice from heaven that Jesus is the Savior. He is the chosen one, the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world that God had promised long ago through Isaiah and through all the prophets. Matthew tells us that after Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended from heaven in the form of a dove and landed upon Jesus. And the voice of God the Father came from heaven and said, "This is my Son, whom I love. I am well pleased with him." This was a special anointing from God the Father. In the Old Testament, kings and priests, high priests and prophets were anointed with oil, with olive oil, as a sign that they were set apart for that special purpose. They were chosen by God to serve in those special ways, to serve God's people. Here, Jesus is anointed in a special way with the Holy Spirit that marks him as the Anointed One, the Anointed One who had been promised in the Old Testament, who would be the Savior of the world, that one special chosen one that God had designated for a very special mission. And in our New Testament reading from Acts chapter 10, we see another revelation from God to his people. In Acts chapter 10, we read about how God revealed to the Apostle Peter, after Jesus had died and risen from the dead and ascended into heaven, that Jesus is the Savior of all people, not just of the Jewish people, the Israelites. The people of Israel had been God's chosen people ever since the time of Abraham, whom God had appointed as the father of his chosen nation and as the ancestor of the Savior, some 2,000 years before Jesus was born. Now, in our reading in Acts chapter 10, God is clearly showing Peter and all of his people that the message of salvation through Jesus is not just for the Jews, it's for the entire world, that Jesus is the Savior of both Jews and non-Jews alike. And so, for most of us who are not of Jewish descent, that is very good news for us. Peter proclaims this good news from God to us. He says that God does not show favoritism to one group of people, but that God accepts people from every nation. God has a wonderful message for all people of the whole world. Good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all, Peter says. Peace. It was a message of peace that the angels brought on that first Christmas when they announced the birth of the Savior. They said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." This peace that the angels proclaimed at the birth of Jesus, and that Peter now announces in our reading for today, is a peace that we all desperately need. But it's not the kind of peace that we often think that we need. We often think that we need peace that comes from getting relief from the stresses in our life, or peace that comes from resolving problems with people around us, our family members, or friends, or coworkers. No, this is true peace. True peace in the aspect of our life with God, our relationship with Him. That is the kind of peace, the only kind of peace that we really, truly need for eternal life. This is a peace that rests deep within our souls. This is a peace that lasts forever beyond this life. This is a peace that only comes when our sins are forgiven with Jesus, when our relationship with God is restored to harmony because of Jesus. This is the kind of peace that Jesus has won for each and every person on earth by his death on the cross and his resurrection. Peter says that Jesus healed all who were under the power of the devil. How could Jesus do something like that? Well, Jesus' baptism was part of how he did that. At that time, John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness, preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins through God's promised Savior who was about to be revealed, whom John was introducing. Jesus himself did not need to receive that forgiveness of sins through the baptism that John was carrying out, because Jesus had no sin. Jesus is true God. He is perfect. But as he told John, he was baptized anyway in order to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus was baptized because it is God's will for all people to be baptized. And Jesus obeyed God's will perfectly for us in our place so that he could give us his righteousness, so that we are righteous now in God's eyes. This is one way in which Jesus brought us the peace that he came to bring to the whole world, by covering over our sins, our sinful life, with his perfect life in the sight of God. And Peter continues to explain another aspect of how Jesus was our Savior. He talks about how Jesus was killed by being hung on a tree on the cross. This death was no ordinary death. Even though there were many other people at Jesus' time who were put to death on a cross, crucified by the Roman government, now Jesus' death was special because he is the Son of God. He was killed for us. He was our substitute in death, paying the punishment that our sins deserved. As John the Baptist testified, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In our reading from Acts chapter 10, Peter explains that Jesus was revealed most clearly as the Savior because he did not remain dead after he was put to death on the cross. Instead, he rose to life again from the dead on the third day, and he appeared to many people, including Peter and the other disciples. They ate with him. They drank with him. They could see that he was truly alive again. Even though he had died, death could not control him. This was the amazing way that Jesus revealed himself again as the Savior. And so Peter says, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is how peace has come to us through Jesus. He has taken away our sins by his death. He has given us the righteousness of his perfect life. And so now we are at peace with God through this work of Jesus. Jesus has been clearly revealed in many ways as our Savior, through the words of the prophets that were fulfilled in Jesus, and as we remember especially on this day, when God the Father spoke from heaven at Jesus' baptism and anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power. And so there can be no doubt that Jesus is God's chosen one, that he is the Savior of the world, that he is your Savior, and he is mine. We have peace with God through Jesus, the forgiveness of our sins. Amen.